So can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's Tuesday, February 25, 2025. I'm Doug Hagman. Welcome to the Hagman Report. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining us on this balmy 30-something degree day here in northwest Pennsylvania. Really actually saw the sun for the first time in I'm not sure how long, but upon seeing it, I ran back into my hole because I did see my shadow, and looks like we're going to have another 6 more weeks of shows. But anyway, I want to thank you for being part of the program. Before I get started, I want to thank you for your support, because without it, we would not be broadcasting. We're barely broadcasting as it is, and I just want to say thank you for those people who do support this program. Thank you for joining the chat. Thank you for subscribing to Rumble. You know, it's little things like subscribing to Rumble and just clicking on a follow. It does impact our program, and we appreciate that. Before I get started, I want to mention our sponsors, staywarmnow.com, staywarmnow.com. Folks, it was a warm summer last summer. People were struggling between their paying their air conditioning bills and food and medicine and all that stuff. It's the same story all the time. In the winter, you're paying for heat or you're paying for food. And you can barely pay for food now. I mean, holy cow, did you see what's going on? Anyway, you see what's going on, right? So you're trying to cut, seriously, you're trying to cut costs wherever you can. And that's why I use this amazing portable heater. And I love how it's toasty. I love how it makes any room in the house really warm, a lot warmer than my wife likes it. I like it cool, or I like it warm, I should say. My wife likes it cool. And that's why we stay in separate rooms. I'm kidding, but look, this device, it's amazing. It's portable but powerful. It's a mini heater that makes any of my rooms warm and cozy in no time. It's compact enough that I can take it anywhere, but powerful enough to warm up any room, bedroom, office, living room, you got it, studio, and anywhere else I need warmth right away. It doesn't take really any time to warm up. Plus, it includes built-in safety features. For example, overheat protection, adjustable heat levels from just, hey, give me some warmth to you can take your socks off now, kind of warm. I'm telling you, it's really, it's got different settings for heat. It's really a cool little device. My family and I love it. And frankly, the lower heating bills, because we don't have to turn up, you know, whatever room we're in, we can actually, we don't have to heat that room. And it saves money. So do it yourself and your wallet a favor. Grab one of these, up to 60% off this winter season only at staywarmnow.com. Plus, order today and you'll receive free expedited shipping, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and several other free bonuses. Once again, at staywarmnow.com. Appreciate them. All right. Yeah. Frogs in my throat. Multiple, actually. So we're going to Taylor on. Yeah. Eric the Tick. You okay, bud? Yeah, you okay?
Great, man.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, look, I'm going to bring Randy Taylor on shortly. Before I do, one announcement. Look, I'm not going to be on Coast to Coast tonight. I'm not going to be on Coast to Coast tonight. So those people who were planning to stay up, I know some of you were, okay? You don't have to.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. All right. Now, having said that, I find it very interesting. And before I bring Randy on, I just want to just lead off with this. How many out? I kind of want to go to the chat too, folks in the chat. You know what I'm really getting sick and tired of? I'm getting sick and tired of the wimps and the simps out there. I'm getting sick and tired of, hey, we're going to release this file. And you're sitting around with your junk in your hand waiting for the file to be released. I'm sick and tired of people saying, we are going to expose everything. and nothing ever gets exposed. I'm sick and tired of the people out there who don't want to talk about certain things. Oh, we can't talk about that. You know, I've lived too long. I've gone through too much to endure bullshit. Okay. I'm also sick and tired of social influencers out there who say, hey, I've got this video and I'm going to write you. You know what? Tomorrow morning, you're going to see it. Where the hell, where is it? Where is it? And why haven't you released it? What, you want clicks? You get paid? Apparently, people get paid on X. I didn't even know that. I want to see people's heads on sticks. I want to see people hanging for treason. Hey, guess what? We just learned that there's some people in the FBI have been erasing and destroying evidence. Well, do something about it. Send somebody in there that, like, hey, maybe somebody with law enforcement authority, and stop it. Shut your trap and get to friggin' work.
Yellowstone.
Take them down to the train station. All of them. Randy Taylor, come on board. Good to have you back.
Hey, buddy. I hear you. And you know what? I got caught in that tonight with, I sent a link to you. And they overplayed the link, what was in the actual video. And I was hurrying to take a shower and everything. And I should have listened to the end of the video, and I didn't. So I'll take the heat on that one. But I do agree with
Doug.
The social influencers, they act like they've got these burning headlines. I've got it on tape. You know, when you play the tape out,
apparently Nick Sorter. Look, Nick Sorter is the guy. He supposedly has 90 flipping minutes of video of Eric Swallows Well, okay, at a table with lobbyists. Release the friggin' 90 minutes. If you got 89, release 89. If you got 40, release 40. Don't give me crap. And then, look, if you got it, and maybe if you run it past your attorney, then shut the F up until you are going to release it.
And at best, his defense was, he came back and said, oh, well, I have a witness that can corroborate everything I'm saying. That doesn't do it.
No. Hey, Laura.
You said it's on the video. Produce it.
And look, this is, I'm going to tell you right now, this is why. Okay. You have people that go on other shows and they say this, and this. This is okay. Like if I was going to go on whatever show, I'm going to say exactly
coast
what
to coast.
No.
Alex.
Yeah.
You were on there a couple of weeks ago. You look great.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to say exactly what I know. I'm not going to F around. I'm not going to say, well, you know, I've got this, but I can't release it because, you know, I don't know. I got it.
If that's the case, you shouldn't be there.
There you go.
You are right, sir.
Well, come on back on the screen.
Right on. And your thing a couple of weeks ago was great because everything you stated on there was fact. You know, and I thought it was a great clip.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, you had to be watching it, you know, in your interest as, look, do me a favor. A lot of people care about you. A lot of people out there really don't want to hear my voice at this point and may not. So come on board. Tell people Tell people about what you went through and your status.
I've had a pretty interesting month of February. Made the decision in January, as I told you folks before I left for a month, that I had to make a decision. And I've been dealing with a foot that's been creating a problem for me for years. And it's interfered in our lives. It's interfered in my family's life. And I just got to the point after discussing it with the surgeon and some other very qualified people whose opinions that I trust, decided to remove the foot. And I removed the foot first couple of days of February. And it's been a challenge just trying to get around with just using your upper body and your other leg. Just simple stuff that people take for granted, like going to the bathroom or taking a shower. It's a challenge. There's a lot of work involved in it. And that's what I've been doing for the last month. The wound itself, I saw the surgeon today, is healing nicely. The biggest problem that I have is phantom pain, what they call phantom pain. I have excruciating pain in a foot and in an ankle that doesn't exist. I don't know how else to put it. That's what phantom pain is. So I'm going to deal with that for a while. It's other than that, health wise, I feel great. My wife says I look great. You know what? We're going to deal with this as soon as this thing's healed and I can get the stump narrower at the end because the swelling has to go down and that whole incision area healed, then I can get fitted for a prosthesis and I'll be dancing by summertime. So
there you go.
And anybody needs a good ass kicking, you're going to get it because I will have both feet working just properly. But let me tell you what, it sounds tough. It sounds like a lot, but I thank God for everything that he's done for me this month. And I smile. I laugh. I have people at the hospital tell me and people in public that I'm a tremendous influence on other people because of my attitude. I'm in my 60s and I just got my left foot and ankle amputated. That's not stopping me. That's not dragging me down. I got a new lease on life as far as I'm concerned.
And you're going to be a bionic man, part bionic man.
Yeah. So it's been great. What I want to say thank you for is all the prayers and the emails and the text, and the DMs. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Some people really stand out. Jim, Danny, I can't name everybody. Deb K, she's on the chat. Mike, Hildy. I love all you guys. I can't name everybody everybody has been fantastic. I've got entire churches praying for me, and I didn't know it. But it's been a marvelous, marvelous thing. It's been quite an experience, and I'll get through it. And all I ask, and I'm here. I'm here because this is what I do. I do this with my friend. And as soon as I was able enough, I said, okay, I'm ready to do a show. And so we're going to take it piece by piece. But I feel good. I feel good tonight. I feel good most nights. And
that's good.
It's brought me closer with my family. Everything has been a plus. And thank you, folks. Thank you for everything. And Doug, thank you. Thank you to your wife. Thank you to Eric, everybody. It's been fantastic.
Well, we didn't do anything. Seriously, we didn't do anything.
Just checking in with my wife. That was very important. Yeah. I got that little lady, I've pushed her about as far as you can. With this whole thing, she's just a dynamite thing, a blessing in my life.
We all married up, I think, all of us, in this discussion have married up without the women behind us, I don't know what, I certainly don't know what I'd do.
It'd be nothing.
I had to run an errand with my wife today and I was, expressing my viewpoint, shall we say, about something.
Publicly?
No.
Okay.
In the car. And she looked at me and she said, do you need counseling? You know,
did she give you the things could be worse speech?
No, I had that a couple of years ago, decades ago. It's things could be worse, though. I don't know where I was going with that was, I guess, you know, I listen to myself sometimes and I can't stand me sometimes. Okay. And then I look at what you're going through and I think, my goodness, you know, that's a heck of a thing to go through. And you know, that's no small thing.
No, it's a big deal, but you know, I'm a tough old fart too.
Oh, and that's true. And then I think about the guys coming back from these senseless wars that, you know, John Bolton has his lips, on bombs and Shapiro, you know, signing bombs and people getting their legs blown off.
I thought about that. So many people I've known in my life that have lost limbs.
Yeah.
And you think about that and it's like, you know what? I'm in good company.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of them lost their limbs and all, like in Iraq and Afghanistan for no reason.
You know, and that's a very sad thing. And I believe that people, I mean, just imagine how many people have been affected by these, by these wars. And look,
they want to do it again.
Oh, of course they do. Look at a million plus dead over Ukraine and in Russia. And it was all, you know, you look at Victoria Nuland, you look at Hillary Clinton, you look at Barack Hussein Obama, that bastard. You look at these people in positions of power and authority that send your kids, not theirs, your kids out to die on the battlefields overseas in the sands, blood in the sand. Okay. And you know, it's a bunch of crap. So. Yep.
And when I was watching tonight, I was watching a Canadian liberal debate, the four liberals that want to run, and not Trudeau, but the other ones, and openly talking about the New World Order.
Yes.
Just openly talking about it. And talking about lockdowns to further agendas. Because they're blaming Trump for everything. And it's their irresponsible stewardship that got this country in the mess. That Canada's in. It's in a bad mess. It really is.
Well, you know, the one thing I'm very partial to is the truth, okay? And, you know, it seems like we're living in a simulation today. I just want to say that. Yep. It seems as if the more reflective I get, the older I get, and the more reflective I get, the more I look back at my life and I see things that I should have done, could have done, did do, shouldn't have. Oh boy, there's a list. But
did we know? Did you know everything you know today?
Well,
you
no.
Know, that's
no.
What that's that qualifier, Doug. That. You know, I think that you've been throughout your whole life that I've known you. You know, you've always went out there and attacked the enemy.
Well,
and I'm proud to know you for that. And that's one of the reasons I hang out with you, because you don't back down from a fight.
And that's where in my opening, I don't know what you call it. I sat down. I am frustrated. For a lot of reasons, okay, just a ton of reasons, and it's because let me get this right. You know, the one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to rush the truth. I want the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And I want it when it's ready to be delivered. Okay, simple as that. When it's unimpeachable. When they say, look, this is what we have. When they, meaning Pam Bondi or whoever, Noam or Patel or whoever it might be, here's information that America deserves to know.
It's better late and unchallengeable.
Right. But don't say, hey, man, it's coming. It's coming. Boy, it's coming. Now, you might give us an overview. Like, okay, this is what we have to go through. And for example, I think I might have put this in the show notes for tonight. It's good to have you back. Again, in case I didn't say that, it's good to have you back.
Thanks, buddy. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yeah, man.
This is good. This is what I needed.
Frankly, I don't know. When I did this, I was seeing all sorts of different colors in my head. I think it was Anna Paulina Luna, maybe, or somebody who said, look, the National Archives is where Bondi is going to release the documents in the National Archives, which then post the actual documents online, as it should be. Okay. I like to hear that explanation. I think Americans like to hear that explanation of the process. In other words, we're just not going to create a website and throw them up there. And okay, it's done through a process. I mean, you could do it that way. That's fine. Let us know. But don't say, okay, we're going to release everything, you know, initially, and then release half of what you say you're going to release.
Yeah. And really start dragging your feet.
There you go.
Releasing it when actually it was contemplated to be released before, then it was shelved, which means it's prepared to go.
Yeah.
And when people start doing what they're doing, first thing that comes to my mind is, what are you taking out of that information? What are you deleting? What are you withholding?
And that's okay. So think back to our investigative time. All right. So like, I can speak to my time working with a corporate client or even law enforcement. Well, I'll just keep it to a corporate client as opposed to law enforcement. Upon assignment, let's say a claim, $10 million claim. Okay. There's an intellectual property issue or intellectual theft or something. And the value of the claim is estimated to be about $10 million. So, you take a look at the claim or you take a look at the case and you say, okay, here's what I intend to do. Here's what, here's how long I believe it's going to take. And here is, the potential results of this investigation. You know, I could find nothing. I could find, and provide names and, of perpetrators, if in fact this a crime that was committed, and sometimes an error looked like a crime, but I digress. Let's stick with the crime. And then sometimes, you say, okay, well, you know, I can do this, my best assessment based on everything I've seen. I can have something for you in 30 days. Is that, you know, but I was always upfront about that. And that's all we're asking, I think, as American people, and then I'm going to let you have this, is whether it's Pam Bondi or Cash Patel or whoever. Okay. Be transparent and say, this is how long we expect this to take. Okay. Because of X, Y, and Z. This is what we expect to provide based on what we know today. That could change, but you know, and then. So go from there. But don't, in my view, and look, I don't know this Nick Sorter person, okay? But it really leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And again, I'm going to turn right back to you. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth when somebody says, you know what? I sat at a table next to Eric Swalwell with a group of lobbyists, and he was bragging about X, Y, and Z, whatever it might be. And he made some stunning admissions. And by the way, Laura Loomer chimes in and says, oh, yeah, the audio is just absolutely damning. He might have to resign from Congress because of this. Okay. And that was 19-plus hours ago. Okay. Now, look. Again, he might be the greatest investigative journalist, social influencer, citizen journalist out there. I don't know the man. All I know is if somebody tells me, I don't care if it's that guy or someone else tells me, you know what? I mean, look, you and I worked together. You and I had people, we had people come up and say, I got this for the client. We didn't call the client and say, man, wait until you see what we got. We'll give it to you tomorrow. And then, you know, play around with whatever we got. We gave it to the client right away. This is what we, this is, you're seeing exactly what we saw. Now for court, we have to do a few things, you know, polish it. When I say polish it up, I mean, you mark the start, mark the end, you know, make sure the timestamps are in order. There's a lot of things that you've got to do, but you do it. But don't say 90 minutes worth of video and then have of actually him Swalwell, you know, talking and incriminating himself, and then you come out with a 60-second video and he doesn't say a word and you're doing all the talking.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
And making the claims in an accusatory nature. And then saying, "Well, that's what he said. That's what, you know, he didn't say it. No, he didn't." So where is the tape? And I know when we were involved in counterterrorism work, you can't fudge it. You can't make it up. You can't. People's lives depend on that. You can't. You know what I'm saying? If I sent something in, I had to be prepared for not just who I sent it to. But anyone in the U.S. government could call me on the phone and say, look, this is what we're going to do based on what you sent us. And I damn well better be right. To the best of my knowledge.
Right. And, you know, you and I have made our share of mistakes. Yeah. I mean, but you can actually pinpoint. For example, you can identify, okay, this is a mistake. This is why we made it. And this is how we made it. And you know what? It's going to happen because we're human. So that's okay.
Yeah.
But be as transparent and open, especially when you're dealing with the American people. Bulldog, I love you, man. I don't know. In the chat, let's see. What did you just say? Hang on a second. You got to hear this. Let's see. Whatever, but you know, hang on. Come on, man. The list is on my desk. Yeah, I got a lot of crap on my desk too. Okay.
Come on, man.
I don't miss hearing that. I don't miss hearing that. I like that. Going to be playing long after he's planted. Anyway, so Randy Taylor, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. And ladies and gentlemen, you know,
it makes us like, you know, it makes somebody sound like what we read tonight, like CNN.
Yeah.
Here's the headline, but where's the story? Here's the headline, and get everybody's attention. Everybody runs with the headline, they're gone. You know, yeah. They're telling their friends and it's talking at dinner table and all that. But there was no substance to it. There was no substance whatsoever.
Right. Now, look, there could very well be. Tomorrow, all of a sudden, we could see a 90-minute, as stated, 90-minute audio or video or both, preferably, drop. And, okay, that's cool. But what took you, you know, 24, 19 hours, I think at this point, or 24 hours, whatever. What took you so long? Yeah. Why, you know, and that itself raises some questions about things. And look, I'm all about integrity of investigations. Somebody asked me, by the way, whoever asked in the chat about this, when I threw the television at the judge, okay, that's a long story. If you're new to this channel, it's a long story. I was in a hearing and I threw a TV at the judge because the judge, what this was I went into a situation posing as someone I was not, which is perfectly legal, okay, in investigations. It's not entrapment. So I went in there into a situation identifying myself as someone I was not. And I had the complete mock. I mean, look, I could convince you that I was an astronaut going to the moon. Okay. But that's called a pretext. You go in under pretext, and that's exactly, and the law in this case in New York State allows it. Well, the judge didn't like that the law allowed that, or didn't quite grasp the concept of going in under pretext. And he called me a liar. And he said, get the F out of my courtroom. I don't listen to effing liars. And he just had a blowout. And I got to thinking, too, this was written up in that legal journal somewhere. But to answer the chatter's question, that's what the situation was. I've never before or since ever seen anything like that. And in response to his accusations and tossing and throwing me out, I just grabbed my own TV, which I had to bring, that had the VCR player in the bottom, and it was still plugged in, which is the only reason it didn't do any damage to anybody or anything except the TV itself, was because it was still plugged in. It was really, really, and it was wrapped around a table leg, and so it kept it from hitting the target. Plus, I don't think I could have cleared the bench. But anyway, so that's that, in case you were wondering. But Randy Taylor, this is not about me. This is about us, and this is about you, too. So anyway, that's kind of my whole thing. It's just that, look, Bulldog, you're right. Get him off the desk and get him into the people's hands.
Yep.
And that's my frustration about everything.
Yep. Especially with everything that's coming to light. It's like these people are challenging each other on social media for the headline, but we got to have the substance. You got to give us the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, otherwise you haven't presented Jack, really.
Exactly. And RT, let me just digress one more time. Into the Sun writes, I liked it better when you threw the woman out the door. And this is true. I relive this in my mind because of extremely personal to me. A woman was laying on the couch in a living room setting, and there was a man door and a screen door to the outside. And I walked in with one of the biggest chips on my shoulders that I've ever had in my entire life, and I was loaded for bear. And I mean that in every sense of the word. And what I saw hacked me off so bad, I took her by the scruff of the neck. She was laying prone on the couch, took her by the scruff of the neck and the belt, and I put her right through the screen door. Of course, I have to say this, she was a very petite, shall we say, woman. I don't think I could do that to, you know, who's that? Who's that big? Never mind. I don't. But so, End of the Sun, there's that. Okay, enough. Randy Taylor, thank you again. I am so appreciative. You just don't know how much I appreciate having you back.
I love being there. This is good. This is a great way to spend a Tuesday night, my friend.
It is. All right, let's get into some things that you're passionate about. I bogarted pretty much the entire 30 minutes of the show. So what are you passionate about right now?
Right
because
now,
we haven't heard from you.
I like seeing the cleanup going on. It's interesting to see how the federal employees are responding to Musk. I don't know how much of it is true of what's going on with, you know, Musk cleaning out offices, doing this, making people, you know, write in what they did on the job the last 2 weeks, things like that. There's just a lot of things I would like to see a little more evidence of, because it is news, it is taxpayer money, and it wouldn't hurt just to give us a nice report every now and again, not just that we went in here and cleaned this up.
Well, okay, the latest news was a million, you know, that email, that 5-minute email that they sent out, or that email, the five bullet points, take you a few minutes to supposedly they got a million back in response. Now, I don't know what the contents of that million would be.
Right. And that's what I want. I want to, you know, share a little more information.
Right. Now, yeah. That I can see where...
Because we demanded a purge. That was the mandate.
Yes.
You know, and I just think that... No, I'm not saying they're not doing it. I'm just saying give us a little more information, a little more details. You know, it's just like you said with Bondi and these people, where are we at with these revelations?
Well, okay, let's get into some actual from the show notes. And folks, go to HagmanPI.com and you can see the show notes. This is what we were talking about initially. This is post one. Swalwell dinner incident video expected soon. This is trending on X. And it's interesting to see how much... And folks, I've been to Blue Sky, which is the haven for the leftards, the communist infiltrators. But X seems to be giving you the trending information. Eric, can you put up post one, the Swalwell dinner incident video expected soon? It's trending on X, even as we speak, and show the people what we're talking about. All right. So... This is, folks, and for radio listeners too, my apologies. Social media posts are circulating about an alleged confrontation involving Representative Eric Swalwell. According to these posts, Nick Sorter claims Swalwell possibly inebriated, approached him at dinner and had a conversation that will be shared via video tomorrow. I'm not comfortable with the approached him at dinner. But okay, there are no confirmations or official statements yet regarding the events or authenticity of Swalwell's involvement. Okay, fine. We get that. Then 8 hours ago, again, you have to go back in time.
Yep.
19 hours ago or 20 hours ago now, Nick Sorter posted that he had exclusive video, 90 minutes of video and audio. In fact, here's the tweet. Hi, Representative Swalwell. This is 20 hours ago from right now. I know that you have me blocked, but I wanted to thank you for the lovely chat we had at dinner. You'll see a video recap tomorrow free here on, I'm just throwing words in there. Okay, you'll see a video recap tomorrow here on X. Regards, the man whose table you invaded while you were inebriated at dinner. Whatever that's supposed to mean, okay? Now, there were 2,800 responses. Oh, and then P.S. Tell Fang Fang I said hi. So, okay. Ultimately, when you read through this Nick Sorter said, you should probably lawyer up regarding his admission, or he should probably lawyer up regarding his admission of abusing his power on the Intel committee.
Yeah, that's the post that Eric's showing right then with the video there at the bottom. If you go scroll back up, that's the one that's getting everybody's attention.
Okay. So if you are, look, this guy, it was proved that Swalwell was involved with a communist Chinese spy. Okay, it was proven. He sits on the Intel committee, still does. Why? And to his claim, and again, this goes back to Nick Sorter's claim. And Nick, look, my friend, this is nothing, really, I'm not, there's nothing personal here. But give us the deets. Show us what you have. Okay. Now, and unless the only condition I would say is if he captured some sort of felonious activity, potentially felonious activity within that, within the video, then of course you better give it to law enforcement. And let them handle it, because you could compromise additional investigation. But my sense is that didn't happen. But I digress.
And he is apparently hoping that Swalwell will have to resign over this.
Right.
But the video I listened to, you know, you don't have to resign over anything.
Well, he never said a word. The video that we were shown is sort of slinging accusations as he follows them out from the restaurant at the Four Seasons into the parking garage. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Here we are 20 hours later. We're the 90 minutes. That's all I'm saying. And you know, and RT, please take it. There's too much of this.
It's all the time.
Yeah.
It's all the time. And it's people that in the past we've been able to depend on for a lot of things. It's almost like there's a shortage or something. So I don't know, like they're trying to produce something that isn't necessarily there, or they're not giving us the entire potato. You know what I mean? Exactly. We're just getting a little bite of it. And I'm sorry, in our business, that doesn't work. Okay, we've got to have as much as possible. If you're going to make those kind of claims, then you need to back up those kind of claims. And that post that Eric showed us, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't match that video. My humble opinion. And I don't, like I said, I don't know Mr. Sorter at all. No idea.
I don't either.
I know a couple of the people that were posting on there and all. I was just really surprised, as Doug said, that that it lacked what it almost implied would be there.
Right. And then look, it could drop. He could give it tomorrow, and yeah. all is good. But
Then hold on to it till tomorrow.
Exactly.
He should hold on to this whole story until tomorrow. Because now my question is, if you were alone with Swalwell, if you were alone with him and these lobbyists, and everybody was drinking and he was talking like that, then nobody else should be in competition with you over this video or this audio. That's my opinion. It isn't like there's another reporter was sitting across the table from me and is going to try and beat me to the limelight. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe there should have been.
Yeah, exactly. Get the audio, okay, and then bring it to us. And it really is it. Because that whole thing has caused all kinds of issues on Twitter tonight. And according to what's been produced, Swalwell hasn't done anything wrong.
If I didn't know any of the principles involved, I would say, "What have you shown this to me for?" I mean,
exactly.
Get out of my office.
You couldn't go into court with us.
You could, but boy, that'd be a.
Oh yeah. Well, the way we see them, some of these judges, you probably could.
It didn't go either way.
Yeah, they're just going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So,
and here's the other thing. And this is what I've noticed with whether it's the legacy media or now, there are people getting too damn big for their britches in the alternative media. I'm going to say it right now. Okay. Look, I'm a nobody. Okay. And I'm fine with that. I'm just a little.
The only thing we look for is a draw for the show. That's the reason I'm on Twitter, and that's the reason Doug posts on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We want to pull people into the show, and every follower I have, I guarantee you, is right now in the chat.
But going back to that, though, even the show itself, you know, like I'm nobody, okay? I've been around for, you know, forever, older than dirt, but the fact is, I'm nobody. And then you've got these rising stars that come up, and some, God bless them. I mean, they're very talented. They go out there and they do the job. And it seems they get the short end of the stick. Case in point, Michael Yon. I've never met a man who has been more on point with respect. I mean, he's down in the Darien Gap. He's Panama. He's here. He's everywhere. The guy works his tail off. Now, look, I don't agree with him on a number of issues. Him and I, you know, we mentally wrestle, but verbally wrestle. But the fact is, I have the utmost respect for this man, and I would put him on in a heartbeat. despite what I might not 100% agree with him on. But his work is flawless. And when he points to the OIM building and says, you better defund that, or you better look into that, that's where, I take that to the bank. But then you have these other people who amass followings that I don't get it.
Yeah, based on what?
Yeah, and you know.
Must be some bikini photos in there somewhere because I missed them.
Yeah. And you know what, RT? I mean, your color, by the way, is really good. I'm not talking about the color of the room. I'm talking about your face and your body.
My wife said the same thing. Surgeon said the same thing.
Yeah.
They said you look better than you looked before surgery. That's for sure. So I think it's because I got that poison out of my body.
There you go.
And it's not an easy thing to do, to say, here, take my foot and part of my leg. That's not an easy thing to say.
Yeah.
But you got to do it.
But you got, you know, and boy, I'll tell you what, you're man enough to.
I'm tired of putting my family through it. I really that drove more than anything. I had 4 or 5 years now, nurses coming to the house all the time, and we can't go on vacation here. I can't go swimming, and I can't do this, and then all the things that I love to do because of it. So now I'm good. I can just slap a prosthesis on there. They even have a water prosthesis. I am going to be swimming.
Oh, I thought you meant one constructed in part of water. I thought, you know, you could walk and hear your squish. You know, never mind.
I'm looking forward to that. My wife wants to do those water aerobics or whatever they are, you know.
Yeah, you'll be in better shape than everybody.
Actually, yeah. I've lost a lot of weight. I have. And what drives me to do that is, God, you got to have the upper body strength. Just to do the simple things like get on the toilet, do this, do that. Just getting dressed is a lot of fun. You know, it's amazing. You know, you've got to be right up here or you're going to fail. And it would be a miserable fail in that case. There's a lot of people won't put on a prosthesis. A lot of people had to have their leg removed. They don't do a thing about it. That's the end of it. They're in a wheelchair and they drink their life away.
Man, I'll tell you what. In a way, okay, having a prosthetic limb to me would be, I mean, what a gift from God and how far we've come, you know, from the peg leg, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Long John Silver leg, you know, the upside down plunger. We got, and that's the thing. And some of them look really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like this, I'm getting my life back. When I'd go visit my friend Doug, I was in a damn wheelchair. You know, and to go watch the fireworks, my friend had to push me a quarter mile just to get me up near the school so we could watch the fireworks. What kind of life is that?
And I was looking around for a tank of oxygen when I got there.
But you did it. You were back there and just going, and I was like, that's a friend. You know?
Well, it's all going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, we're gearing up for something, and I say this to the entire audience, whether it's RT or yourself, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat, in listening to this and viewing this, you know, we are gearing up for something that I believe, I mean,
it's going to be life changing.
It will be.
And I firmly believe that was God's will.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. It was his will that I do that. Because the other was keeping me from doing the Lord's work.
And see, it's, again, the mental part of this. Whether we talk about the news, because there are days that, folks, I know this, you have to walk away from news. There are days that you've got to take care of yourself over, you know, anything else.
Yeah.
We are to the point now where I think, in a very short order, we are going to see, again, like you said, see things we haven't seen before and be confronted by situations, real life situations, not crap on the internet, real life situations where we're going to have to act.
Because remember, we talked about this before I went in for surgery. I got an awful lot of people in this country that shouldn't be here. and their presence is still unexplained. We know why they're here because we understand evil. But there's going to be a confrontation. Antifa and BLM, walk in the park. Okay? We're going to meet some hardcore killers. And I say not too far off, because we know they're here. You can't just go, oh, everything's cool, Trump's president.
No.
I don't care how fast he supports them. How many millions got in here, and we only need 100,000 to overthrow the country.
I'm not even sure we need that many.
No, you're absolutely right. We probably could do it with a lot less.
Right.
And now, we've discussed that many times. Any strategic city could be shut down with 1,000 well-placed soldiers, mercenaries.
Right, right. Okay.
Commandos, whatever you want to call them.
Because we have to get into that. Yep.
First part of the fight's over. Trump's in office.
Right, against the wishes of the Good Club. And folks, if you haven't heard of the Good Club, it was kind of established, I'll say, in 2009 under Obama, and involves people like Gates and some of the Rockefellers and Oprah Winfrey, and I've got a full list or a list of names here that got together at one of the universities, a Rockefeller controlled university. And these are people of substance, where they've got multi-millions, billions, and their combined net worth of this Good Club, you're looking at well over $1 trillion. And these are the people in that period of time that generated, began the thrust into what we saw as COVID. Okay, they thought it up,
the Great Reset.
Exactly, and the Great Reset was supposed to be a consequence of the COVID policies, and the Great Reset, of course, did not happen as intended, and the pushback was unforeseen. Yeah. This is a program that we're going to have to do, because people look at this politically and simply, and it's much deeper than that.
It's complex,
very much. And you know, you have to take into account the pushing of transgenderism as a communist, really a demonic communist tactic. The abortions.
The whole strategy of tension that we're experiencing, and we've been experiencing for the last few years.
Yes, yes.
That, prior to the downfall of any government, and in that particular case, that terminology came around to describe what happened in Russia in 1917.
Correct,
yes. The strategy of tension. And I asked you folks this before, and I don't know if you noticed it. After we talked about it, they changed it in Wikipedia. They jockeyed some things around.
I'm telling you, Doug.
And we've been through that before with the Quran and different things. Google is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Google almost could be the beast. You know what I'm saying? Because people would listen to Google before they'd listen to Jesus. You know?
It's a pretty sad thing.
I heard one theory once about, you know, Google could be the beast. And I sat there and thought about it. Well, yeah. Because it says that, you know, the number of a man, you know. And I there's so many things that you look at and we don't fully understand exactly what the teachings mean, or we'd have all the answers. I mean, I get people that email me and tell me exactly where we are in the tribulation and this and that. It's like, stop. I love you. You know. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. But we know not the hour.
Yeah, I get,
you're not going to defuse my fight with that.
In the last, since 2010, I probably got, I'll say pretty close to maybe 50 people telling me, this is when it's going to happen. Okay. For example, the rapture is going to happen on this day because of this, 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 or whatever. I mean, the date setting. And I think, you know, and people, some people are so dogmatic about that. It's just, no, there's only one thing I'm dogmatic about and absolute about, and that is, folks, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that is, that's unshakable. That, I mean, end of story, period.
Absolutely. You put a period after that. That is it, because if all the other was accurate, if you ask me, then the Lord would have just printed a calendar in Revelation.
There you go.
I mean, what fun would that be? That is my opinion.
Right. So, okay. All right. So I want to show you this. This is kind of what we were talking about. Again, settling in. Folks, settling in. Deal with this if you have a problem with it. But Randy Taylor's back, and the band's back together. I saw that in the chat. That's right.
We're going to make some things happen. We just got started. We told you folks at the battle and all to get Trump in office that we would see it through. We did see it through, and the fight continues because Trump's only in there now another 3 and how long? See what I'm saying? That time's going to disappear fast. We're going to be looking at another election very soon.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, the midterms. Okay, and I don't like politics. I think it's just a dirty business, but you have to look at the fact that in what, 18 months, we're going to have midterms. And so everything that needs to be done has to be done now, okay, because we do have to prevail in the midterms, and it's my belief, if there's going to be any everlasting impact on what has been done.
And that's where Trump's presidency fell apart the first time.
Yep.
Is at midterms, power changed in the houses.
But the same thing, too, this time, and folks, again, that I can see in the chat, I'm talking also to the podcast listeners and the other viewers, but this time it seems as if, you know, it started off like, okay, balls to the wall. Okay. But I'm seeing this, now I don't look, we need, like they have done, meaning President Trump and Elon Musk, although he was not appointed, he's an advisor to the president, official, and he's going to be at the cabinet meeting tomorrow, which, you know, people are up in arms about. But the fact of the matter is, he's impacting every cabinet member and every cabinet position,
and it was the boss's choice,
right? But the House and Senate better wise up and better get their shit together, because what I saw with some of the slow walking, especially of Cash Patel, and you know, I saw this today, that this, the reason for slow walking Cash Patel into the FBI is because they needed time to get rid of things at the FBI. Well, if you knew that, or if you suspected that, you have a responsibility to stop it. And
or
how you stop
or
it.
You're complicit in it.
Well, right.
And provide a cover for it.
Or failure. Look, you know, we can't repeat the mistakes of the past. So, for example, we'll play a clip. You and I will play a clip here in a moment. So, as long as we have, I think it's, I don't know. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I think it's this one. It's cut one, Representative Ana Paulina Luna. And by the way, you know, I've seen the BS out there about her background, where she was a stripper. Was she really? Show me give me the receipts, okay? She may have been a waitress at a topless bar.
Who cares?
But who cares?
She's not there today.
That's right.
We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
That's, you want to go back and look at mine? People doing what they're doing to her, they'd never let me in office. But I'd
believe
be one of the
me,
best
you never
politicians. But I'd be one of the best politicians you could put in office.
Right. So, I mean, enough with this. Keep your eyes on the ball today. So I saw her name and I wanted to mention that. But here is Luna suggesting the FBI is in the middle of a cover up. And again, I want to scream to the top of my lungs. Well, fix it now. If you know about it, fix it. I don't care if you got to send the National Guard in. Fix it. Right? All right. Eric the Tech, cut one in the show notes. It's cut one, HagmanPI.com. Randy Taylor, by the way, is back looking good, feeling froggy. A hell of a lot.
And I want you to know that Luna never took a dollar from me.
I had to think about that for a second.
Okay, where's the caboose on that one?
You're dating yourself. It's my understanding now they're fives and tens and twenties. I don't know. I don't know. I always thought those places pretty sad.
It's rough too, though, when you go to Canada, because the $1 and $2 are coins. I just blame.
Did you ever see one pick up with her behind? Pick up exactly. One with her behind?
Yeah, pick that one up, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man. How terrible is that?
Yes. That's it. Well, the Senate's never letting us in.
All right, here's cut one.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stinchfield. We have a lot of news to get to tonight, but we begin with a massive war going on inside the nation's intelligence agencies. The deep state is very angry, and nowhere does the deep state roam more than inside our intelligence agencies. I warned you on this program. When President Trump was elected, I believed that the FBI, the CIA, other agencies like it were crime scenes, and that the document destruction would be far and wide. We are told that document destruction is being intensified now with Kash Patel headed in as the director of the FBI. This going on, though, in all of the intelligence agencies. So Ana Paulina Luna, the congresswoman from Florida, is now warning us that as she begins her work to declassify, and she's on a congressional committee looking at documents from JFK, MLK, the Epstein files, 9/11, COVID, that they are doing everything they can to keep the investigation from happening. The corruption is so far and wide, it could even be treasonous. Ana Paulina Luna was on with our buddy Charlie Kirk this morning.
And then we find out last night that an FBI whistleblower, Garrett O'Boyle, comes forward and says that he has knowledge that there are people at the FBI who, prior to Kash Patel's nomination and confirmation, that they were deleting and destroying evidence related to the documents that we were requesting. So there's absolutely an intelligence war happening.
Intelligence war is what she calls it. Now, I believe this document destruction has been going on for a long time.
Eric the Tech, can you pause that for a minute, drop it, and bring RT on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're pausing that right there. It goes on, but just temporarily pausing that. So, as an investigator, RT, you just heard that. There's information where certain agents, people, are deleting information on computers as well as the hard copy.
Yep.
How would you know that? I'm believing it's true. So how would you know that? You would know that by someone telling you that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. First chance somebody has to say it. But the trouble I have with that, you could literally go into the FBI database and have code put under where they couldn't delete anything electronically across the
entire
bureau.
There we go. And that's what I was getting to.
That's what your buddy RT would do.
Okay. As well as Eric the Tech. And
absolutely. You remember my computer guy?
Oh, gosh, yes.
That guy would have stopped it. He would have been the one that came and told me, and he would have did it from home.
Yes, yes. So here's my issue with what was just said. If you're Kash Patel, if you're you're Kash Patel because you're in the FBI, and they say, okay, this is happening right now. Your first job is, okay, who told you, get them in here, and you talk to them. Mm-hmm. And they say, this is where it's happening, or this is where I suspect it's happening. And essentially, this is how. Then you, as the backstop of the organization, you mitigate whatever's taking place right effing now.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
now.
Right
it
now.
It stops now.
Right. And the people there, they go to jail. They go to jail.
And I would go
charges.
One step further. Anybody, there would be a trail of anybody that tried to delete.
There you go.
After I had the code written, anybody that attempted to delete, and I would be such a dick, excuse me, to even throw a warning screen at them that they were done with, just to know that they'd almost crap their pants.
Exactly.
Just to know. And I'll tell you what, I'd hang them. I would hang them. You're destroying evidence. I would have your ass 7 ways from Sunday. You have no idea how bad I would destroy you.
And this is, look, I like Grant Sinchfield a lot, really of all of the numerous people out there. He's one of my favorite. He mentioned that this is a crime scene. Treat it like a crime scene.
Yeah.
You arrest the perpetrators.
Yep. Get the yellow tape up, man.
Exactly.
Preserve the crime scene. Okay. And exactly. And the yellow tape here is all computerized. Every bit of that can be stopped.
Absolutely.
It could be the code could be written, Doug, and by 5 o'clock tomorrow, all of that would be over.
Right.
And you know what? What we have on file, it damn well better match what's in the drawer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we're coming for you.
Don't just talk about it. Please don't just talk about it.
No, because they're as bad as previous administrations.
There you go.
If that's what you... Hell, we had that. Those guys resigned. We could call them back. Say, hey, come on back in here, Garland. You know, come on back in.
Garland.
Whatever, you know what I mean? Because, because if you're not going to do anything... Then why do we even chase those guys off?
Right. Okay, Eric the Tech, and I apologize, and RT, I apologize for that, but I just had to say that, look, you're talking about it as if there's nothing you can do about it. You're in the driver's seat. You can do something about it. Not do it. Maybe they already did, in fairness, and they're not saying, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like it. They're
sure
deleting it.
In Congress, they're not getting the message.
No. So go ahead and continue with that. And I'm not sure if that's the one that's got the third party in it, but go ahead and continue with that, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech.
Is confirming that this war is very real, this time on my buddy Benny Johnson's podcast.
There are FBI servers that are sort of standalone, and people inside the FBI have been working night and day to destroy files on these servers. And I was told that once these files are destroyed, the way they are set up, that even Elon Musk could not restore them. So that's happening right now as we speak. That's happening with Kash Patel being the director. It was happening before he got there.
And that, again, from an FBI whistleblower on with Benny Johnson. All of it is tremendously troubling. And then we get more word that inside the Central Intelligence Agency, that with all of the firings, with all of the buyouts, that the cockroaches are very angry. And the fear is now, from the few good workers that are left, is that some of these disgruntled intelligence analysts and agents would take the information they have on the road and potentially give it to foreign intelligence services. Now, that is treasonous. And when I tell you the deep state isn't just a distraction, the deep state isn't just deranged, it is absolutely dangerous and a threat to national security. I do believe President Trump and the others, like Kash Patel, will be able to root out the deep state inside these intelligence agencies, John Ratcliffe over at CIA as well.
Well, okay.
I mean, they're going to have to make serious arrests of, you know, the people in deep state like Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, you're going to, there's going to have to be arrests of people that's just going to make jaws drop when they see the news. But it has to be done or we're not going to get out of this mess.
Absolutely.
We can't have just a few heads dang on the wall. I want the whole herd.
Or at least the majority of them where the next generation will be afraid.
And don't you want them? I want them looking over their shoulders for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
That at any moment, I'm going to Roger Stone their house.
Well, another example of this, folks, again, think about this. I think it was Pam Bondi who came out and said, hey, we've identified the FBI leakers and they will be fired and there will be consequences. Now, okay, that's to me, those are all weasel words and that's political talk. Yeah. What she should have came out and said, we've identified the FBI leakers or the leakers with respect to the ICE raids. I'm sorry, not the FBI, but the ICE raid leakers. We have arrested them. We've identified and arrested them. And by the way, we are filing the legal documents. We have filed the legal documents and they're available at this link for your purview. Mm-hmm. And those are the consequences.
It's not, right now, it sounds like they're firing five managers at McDonald's.
Right. Don't treat it that way. You're 100% right.
Yep. Yep. This is huge. And this is, and when you say treason, we need to go back to what is treason. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people who've been committing treason.
Yes.
Against this guy. And I don't care what kind of pardons Milley has. That little bastard needs to be brought up on treason charges over what he did with the Chinese.
I don't give
a damn. Those pre-pardons, I think any good lawyer and gets in front of the right judge, that stuff tossed. I've never heard of a pre-pardon. I've heard of immunity. Immunity is proactive. Pardons are reactive. Well, the crime, apparently, if they haven't been charged, the crime may happen, but nobody's been charged yet. So how do you hand out a pardon?
Well,
I still have a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah. I'm there with you.
Just chronologically, the words themselves. I never heard of a preemptive pardon.
Legally, you cannot, constitutional, to keep in, and this is the most succinct explanation, to keep in within the framework of the Constitution, you cannot issue a pardon as a president given your authority of a crime that has yet to be committed.
Bingo.
Okay.
Because Milley could go out tomorrow and murder somebody.
But
what'd you do? You're telling me you gave him a pardon for it?
No, it would have to. The guardrails, at least on the pardons that we saw, are within a certain topical. I guess.
But like his son with a 14-year window.
Well, yeah, actually an 11-year, but yeah, you know. So okay.
Sorry, 11 years ago.
But you know what? Here we are with this. Now, I don't want to seem overly harsh and impatient, but I don't have time for patience because I feel my time running out. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking. I just feel it running out based on a lot of things.
We're going into the third month of the year already, man.
Can you believe that, folks?
Trump's term is going to be over in a little over 3.5 years, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next? Do we have to do this again? We better get this show on the road.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So now we're looking at the people. We we also have to have accountability, right? So cut two is only 51 seconds. It was announced today that the FBI is launching an investigation into James Comey. Look, I get the fact that you're going after everybody, but let's make sure that we do this properly and keep the American people informed. That's all I'm going to say. Here's cut two, 51 seconds, just for the people out there who haven't seen this, and RT, for your benefit, if you haven't seen this. This is the FBI launching launching an investigation into Comey. Cut to.
Are you concerned that it may get a test unlike any other if Donald Trump is reelected? I mean, when you think about a second Trump administration, what do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, serious. For the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time. So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. He's going to put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all-stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time, but people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American. This election matters. Because of a reason like that, people have to participate. You cannot sit on the sideline. I don't care how you feel about Joe Biden, you must vote for him because the consequences on the other side are too severe.
So that was done. That interview obviously was done before the election.
Yeah.
But you see the fear and how it's twisted around.
Yep.
And
he's already trying to play victim.
Exactly. 100%.
And that man should be in jail.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not talking about, fired with no pension. I'm talking jail.
I'm 100% in agreement with you. And by the way, folks, Randy Taylor, of course, if you're joining us for the second hour, is back. He's looking good. His recovery is going very well, as you can see. And he's an integral part of the program. We appreciate him and thank you for your prayers and your emails and such. All right. So. We have, okay, so all of this combined, and I'm just looking here. I want to make sure, RT, that we're not missing anything that has broken in the new or in the last 90 minutes, because you know how these things go. Okay, so apparently not. Oh, by the way, this is something that does not get enough play. You know that we're in we have a monetary problem post to the reconciliation bill. Eric the Tech, if you can put this up. RT, I don't know if you saw this. And folks, again, going back to Representative Anna Paulina Luna, just got called back to the floor for votes. Now, this is late afternoon, early evening today. And she writes, we're passing reconciliation. To highlight a few items, there will be no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, America First tax break for products manufactured in the USA, and balanced budget resolution that forces budgets to be at least a deficit neutral. Okay. Now, I want to see, obviously, the role on the voting on this and see who... who doesn't agree with this. And but we have to do something about the fledgling economy, or the economy that's in a death spiral. RT, your thoughts on this? It's pretty big.
Yep, absolutely. And these are big things, and these mean a lot to Americans.
Yeah.
You know, it just sounds like some subjects on a piece of paper. No, it means a lot. Tips. I've lived on tips. I mean, you talk about that overtime. That's something that needs to be looked at.
Yes.
Because overtime, it got to the point you didn't want to do it because the tax was so bad on it, that you didn't want to do it. It was like, well, what am I doing this for? I might as well, they might as well just authorize another 20 hours of straight time. By the time you're done taxed.
Turning over tips, okay, in a cash environment is strictly voluntary, and obviously the IRS in the past and apparently continuing, will look at your salary and look at your lifestyle and look at the, if you're in the service industry, the potential for tips and say, hey, you know what? This ain't right, man. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm one of those ones that always pays the tip in cash.
Yeah, me too.
I always do because I'm sorry, especially back when these young ladies and men were working for, you know, $3.10 an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That waitress wage, and we're absolutely relying on tips. Like I said, in my second marriage, we lived on tips the first part of the marriage.
And you know, to me, this is so critically important, folks. And my suggestion of the day, look, if you go out to go out for lunch or breakfast or dinner or whatever, and you're intent on using a card, you know, debit, credit card, whatever, pay the tip in cash.
Yep. And an easy way to do that, if you're doing lunch, and 9 times out of 10, if you go to pay for lunch and let's say it's business, somebody else at the table is going to say, hey, and want to offer to help pay the bill.
Right.
Just say, look, grab the tip, do it in cash, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you pay the card part of the bill. Let them pay the cash tip.
Yeah.
And I live by that. I'm sorry. The government doesn't need to know everything.
100%. And you're exactly right, too. This is going to matter the most to the American people when there's no tax on tips or no tax on overtime.
Wow.
Okay, think about that.
Wow.
You could
pay off a mortgage on it and also a decent amount of overtime every month.
Okay, so my question to you and the people who can respond in the chat, but RT, you've been away for a while. Do you believe in your absence, okay, you've been watching the news and you've been watching analysis, you've been reading analysis? I know you have because I've been getting your comments, but let me ask you a question. Do you believe it, because it was asked of me today, do you believe that President Donald Trump wants to get rid of, and his ultimate goal would be to rid the nation of the IRS?
I'm going to say the IRS, or he wants to go to a flat tax. I personally would rather see a flat tax. We have to be able to operate the country.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? And right
now,
how
do we do it prior to income tax?
And that's true. I would almost have to see a P&L, Doug, to make a smart, to offer a smart answer on that.
Okay.
I would almost have to see a P&L for the U.S. government and what we're doing, because like you said, prior to it, we were fine. You know, one president, everybody's barking about tariffs on Canada. One of the presidents, if I recall right, paid off a deficit with tariffs and actually made the economy very strong. So you've got to, you know, I have to have more information before I can answer a question like that. I'm just afraid we've built such a monster. And it's so far behind right now because of wasteful spending that we do need some serious money in the right places. I'm just not sure how to go about getting it. And I think you're right. We may well be able to operate without the IRS. You know, it just depends. I just have to work that out on paper.
But would that not mean, ladies and gentlemen, would that not mean that we would have to abolish the Fed? Okay,
yeah.
If we're going to abolish the IRS, wouldn't that mean we have to abolish the Fed?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, and even to this day, don't realize that the Fed is a corporation.
Yeah, incorporated in Puerto Rico.
That's not a government office.
No, it's private.
A lot of people don't know that, Doug. people that really are up in their 40s and 50s, no joke, they don't know it. That's a private corporation that wrecks our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
It's out there right now trying to gouge more interest out of us. You know, right now, interest rates should be low if you really want to house all the people you claim that you want to house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice talk over here, but your actions are showing differently. And I just think that I would abolish, I'm with you, I would abolish the Fed, and things would change. I would absolutely change some things around. I just, that debt is so phenomenal. I just have, I, you know.
Well, by 2030, we're going to be paying, $50 trillion in debt, or some outrageous number in interest. Just to service the interest.
Yeah. Oh, I have no doubt. That's where Canada's getting themselves in real trouble.
Yeah.
They can't, they're having trouble servicing the loan.
Yeah. Okay. Canada has a whole host of troubles, in my view, well beyond that. But okay. Yeah. Okay. I got to ask you, I saw this in chat. Do you believe there is gold in Fort Knox, or the gold that should be there in Fort Knox, and will we audit that? Will that take place?
I don't know. I know. Remember back on 9/11, a lot of gold disappeared in New York.
Oh, yeah.
In World Trade Center 7, I believe it was. Doug, I don't know about Fort Knox as far as the gold being there. We like to think it's there, but I think we're living on counterfeit paper. I don't know that it's there. I don't know who's. I don't know. And I know that people that should say yes and be able to verify that there's a certain amount of gold in there haven't. They won't say anything. The people in Fort Knox.
Bulldag, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, said the gold might be there. The question is, who owns it? That's a great question.
That is a very good question. Because once we went off the gold standard, you know, Kennedy, that's one of the things that got Kennedy killed.
Well, we went off the gold standard in 71. We went up in 62.
On the gold standard.
Right. But Kennedy.
Excuse me.
It's really people really don't know history, but Kennedy wanted to bring back the money backed by silver, precious metals. I'm sorry, I'm stammering here, but and created silver, or wanted to create silver certificates that went by the wayside. And I'm kind of not giving the entire, but the bottom line, he was tinkering with not only the IC, the intelligence committee, but he's also messing with the Fed as well. Mm-hmm. Kind of what's taking place right now, right?
Yeah. The intelligence community is our biggest demon out there, in my opinion. The biggest thing that we have to fight as a country, and Donald Trump as a president, I just think that we got our work cut out for us on that one. It's so compartmentalized that you could get control of this, but there's going to be four or five over here. You wouldn't have that same control. It's going to be, it's going to be a mess.
The information is siloed, you know, with, and wow, you know, you're 100% accurate.
I've had bad dreams about John Brennan before.
John Brennan, I could do an entire show on him.
I've had bad dreams about that man. That's how corrupt this guy is. That's how corrupt this guy is. And as soon as his little knees fell on a mat in his office facing east, his ass should have been fired.
Man. You know, I want to look here. John Brennan, chief of station in Saudi Arabia. I just want to see if I can pull him up here in... I've got research files. So hang on 1 minute here. I don't want to spend a lot of time looking for it, but
what a complex evil person.
Let's see here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have it available to me. But remember his role in Benghazi. Yep. With respect to, oh, it was that that film, mm-hmm. Innocence of Muslims.
Yep.
And remember, of course, him prior to that being Obama's national security advisor. Mm-hmm. And
instrumental in going after Trump.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely instrumental in that. And he should have been taken down then. If they had gone and taken down, who was the guy that was the head of the NSA at that time when Trump was in office before?
Head of the NSA.
Yeah.
It was
that guy that he out of all of the bad guys, he struck me as the weakest. I would have turned him into a witness against the other ones. Because yeah. he just struck me as the weakest.
But at that time, I don't think the situation allowed for it. President Trump was surrounded by too many deep staters.
And he pissed away the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And let those houses get away from him.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years, he got crucified, especially, you know, when the two people after you are Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, and they got the gunpowder to do it. You know, Adam Schiff should be in jail. Adam's scared right now.
Adam, this is really great. There is so much data, so much information on Adam Schiff. And right now, social media, you see that picture going around with him in overalls next to a young child. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Standard Hotel, his messing around with young boys specifically. There's so much about Adam Schiff.
Ed Buck,
thank you.
Yes, one of his contributors and friends, and which he's seen with a lot, right. Not just a picture at some campaign. No, we're talking about leisurely pictures at their residences.
And there are tales or... Yeah. Accounts of necrophiliac.
Yes, for the young man that died during sex.
Yeah.
That made me ill.
Yeah. Again, you know, these people are sick. Yeah. The people that we have leading this country are demented, demonic. Many of them are demonic and sick, including and especially Schiff.
The ones that scream the loudest.
There it is.
Are
thank
the most
you, Eric.
Guilty.
By the way, viewers, you can see on the right is Adam Schiff. Obviously, that picture's a number of years old, but you get the idea. That's the way he spent, in my view, spent the majority of his life. Yeah, makes you sick. Makes one sick. Okay. Thank you, Eric the Tech. That was great. Again, folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report. Please follow us on Rumble. Just simply open an account on Rumble. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do anything else. Just have an account and click the follow button. Or if you already have an account, just click the follow button. Hey, you don't even have to watch. If you listen to this on any audio platform, great. And what that does is it helps our reach. You know, there are many platforms out there that won't touch the information that we offer. And we have people, esteemed people like Randy Taylor and others who come on and really do a great job. I want to touch on this, before we run out of time. This is in the show notes. And of course, I close the show notes. How great is that? All right. Trying to save money save paper. This is video 3. You saw Grant Stinchfield has opened earlier. Well, JJ Carroll, who's a friend of the program, friend of mine, he wrote the book, his newest book, Treason. Folks, have you gotten that yet? What a fantastic book, Treason. He names names. It's a great book. And but he was on what, just last week, I think. I don't read. No, it was on the 17th, I think, of February. So yeah, last week. Anyway, he was on with Stinchfield. And this is about something, again, that people don't like to talk about. And that's the human trafficking and the young children. Do you know there are 347,000 stated missing children? Okay. Keep that number in mind, because that's a number that's thrown about all the time as you listen to, keep that number in mind as you listen to this clip and watch this clip. This is cut three in the show notes. RT, I'm going to be interested. I'm going to just come to you right after this. And folks, just check this out. Cut three.
Thank you very much for having me. Donald Trump is doing exactly what we asked. I don't know what that gentleman's talking about. We need all the illegal aliens removed from our country. And when you talk, you're absolutely correct, Grant. When you talk about UACs, unaccompanied alien children, there are a large segment of those are children, little babies, all the way to 17 years old. But you are also correct that there are endless amounts of criminal gang members in that. I have gone through this ad nauseum where these kids are going to high schools and they're saying they're 14, 15, 16, 17. No, they've been 20, 21, 22 years old. Why are we doing this? Why is there an argument? We have our own foster care system that is absolutely dilapidated. No funding for those kids. When are we going to take care of American kids? And another thing, a lot of these kids were kidnapped. They were kidnapped from Central America, a lot of them from Guatemala, and be brought here to America. Why would we not return them to their parents? Don't you think their parents would want their children back? I think the answer would be yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and that's another aspect the left doesn't want to talk about, that this is sex trafficking and not just the situation of parents handing them off, which that does happen as well, but the fact that many of them are kidnapped and put into the sex trade and even garment industry. Los Angeles is a huge hub for all of that. Wouldn't you return these kids back to their parents? That really is a forgotten aspect in all of this, JJ.
It is. But we need to, if you want to be humane about this and you want to be compassionate and kind, those children need to go back to their countries and allow their countries to take care of their children. Now, our federal government trafficked over 550,000 kids, unaccompanied alien children, into America, where, quote, a lot of them are already dead. By Donald Trump said that. They have lost 320,000 of them. I believe it's closer to 500,000 they've lost into sex trafficking, labor trafficking. We owe it to those kids to not only give them the psychological help, all the mental, the emotional, and physical help through medical. Yeah. But they need to be returned to their country so we can take care of our children. That's ultimately the issue. When are we going to talk about America and Americans? That's what I want to have the conversation about.
I absolutely agree. It is about Americans. It's our country. And so the discussion should be about.
And you know, Erie played a role in that. I think every town almost in the country, every city in the country played a role. We followed a bus up to a local sports center. Our representative, Mike Kelly, went there and was denied entry. You know, what the hell? Look, I understand if I went to the door, I'm nobody, okay? And they said, no, you can't come in. But as a member of the House of Representatives on a number of committees, you're going to say I can't come in?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That shouldn't be.
I'm coming in. Yeah. So you got a choice to make.
Well, because they hired them to manage business. You know what I mean? Look after business, and that's the business.
And you think about the numbers. J.J. Carroll had a conversation with him, and where did these numbers come from? And it's amazing that the numbers actually came from the government themselves, but they were whittled down through various bookkeeping enhancements, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought of, like, you know, the numbers on the Holocaust survivors of their arms and, you know, entries in books and such. This is the same thing almost.
It's like unemployment. People don't understand when they give you an unemployment number. Yeah. That doesn't account for the people that have exhausted their unemployment benefits and have rolled off the roll.
That's right.
See, and that's why you never get an accurate unemployment number. Remember that. You never will. Because people roll off that roll. And oh, numbers look great. They look great. They didn't tell you that 300,000 of them rolled off last week. You know, they don't tell you that. But they're bragging about their unemployment numbers. That's another thing. It's an accounting problem in this country. That's one of the reasons why we have the waste that we have.
That's
one of the reasons why Elon Musk is doing what he's doing. Yep. And it's going to be interesting to see with all these different things they're doing and with this Doge. I personally like FAFO. I thought that was pretty good. I love that.
I like that. The Doge,
I want to see, like I was saying, you know, we want to talk about this and that. I'd like to see results in just even small chunks so we can start doing the math ourselves. You know, the results of how this benefited us. You know, if you could say, we shaved 182,000 wasted hours this week in this office building.
Right.
You know,
right.
Give us a little something so we understand better what you're doing. We know you're doing a good job because people are bitching. So we know you're doing a good job. Just kind of feed us a little more.
And I think we need a scorecard.
Yes.
Made public.
Yes.
This is how much we cut. You know, USAID, for example, it's interesting because how the money goes, I had some notes, I'm not sure if I can find them, how the money goes from USAID into NGOs or even Soros money into NGOs and then...
Did you see how much money Soros pulled? Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Yeah, flipping that. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. And that guy hates the United States. He shouldn't get a dime for anything. He hates this country.
I think a lot of these technocrats, or as Seamus Mariner calls them, control oligarchs, hate this country or hate the concept of freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is what we fight against, and members of the good club, you know, and this is also related to, again, a lot of platforms, they don't want to talk about this, but when you're talking about that money, you're talking about the open borders and people like Schiff, for example, that are superintend some of this. You're talking about some really gross stuff. For example, this came out, and who in the hell, aside from maybe Jeffrey Toobin, thinks of this crap? This is video four, Eric the Tech. Mike Benz, have you heard what's happening with respect to the NSA and I think to the CIA? What they're doing. I hope this is the proper video. I was in a hurry when I grabbed this, but they've got chat rooms dedicated to fetishes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I saw that. I read some of the entries in those chat rooms.
What is
it? I pushed that out on Twitter today.
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe what I was reading. It's like the author said, he goes, you're going to want to wash your eyes out with bleach.
Exactly.
I'm appalled. You wonder why our country's in trouble.
And this is something.
Why we're in trouble. Oh.
I think back to being on InfoWars.
Piss fetishes they were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and you wonder where this crap came up against President Trump. There's your answer. But when I was back 10 plus years ago, talking with Alex on InfoWars, We went through Pizzagate, and everyone said, "Oh, that's a bunch of crap. That's BS." You know, Marina Abramovic, the people involved, the Podesta brothers, the Hillary Clinton, especially, and even the stuff that they did and are and continue to do. Mm-hmm. Well, here's cut four. In the show notes, this is Mike Benz. And again, folks, I'm sorry if I grabbed the wrong one. You may hear something different. Perhaps, hopefully not. Here's cut four, Mike Benz.
You join us. Tulsi Gabbard just put out a tweet, or there's a tweet out about Tulsi, about what she may be doing, this NSA. Can you explain to our audience, given your knowledge of the intelligence community, kind of this, what's coming out on Twitter the last couple of days? It seems quite depraved, perverted, demonic. I don't know what you want to say, you know, how you referred to it. But can you tell our audience exactly technically what's been going on and what has been revealed by this, sir?
Yes, there have been communications with the CIA, NSA. These are over unclassified channels. But essentially, just like private corporations like Google have essentially chat groups that are designed for inclusivity and basically in-group solidarity for various identity groups in the intelligence community. You have these LGBT and sort of queer-centric affinity groups that have been using the CIA and NSA unclassified comms channels to basically, I'd say this charitably, to talk ill of domestic political opponents. Of course, CIA and NSA are both supposed to point outwards. They're not supposed to opine at all on domestic affairs, especially domestic political affairs. They're supposed to answer to the democratic will of the domestic population. And the fact that, of course, as Chuck Schumer famously said, they have six ways from Sunday to get back at you to use those foreign-facing dirty tricks to target domestic political opponents. The fact that they couldn't even keep it in their pants long enough to do it on their own cell phones, to do it on their own messaging apps on their own phones, they couldn't wait to get to the office to conspire with their friends about celebrating the death of people like Pat Robertson, and to call Tulsi Gabbard a Russian agent or an enemy of the queer community. Not sure even where they're getting that from. Is evidence of just how deep the ideological rot has gotten within the intelligence corps.
There you go.
This last 4 years, man, has fed this evil side of our government like crazy. This whole DEI thing. This is all of this is so wrong. And you wonder why we're in trouble around the world. This is what our Central Intelligence Agency is doing. I'd make an example out of some people.
And
then you got to watch it, because now you got judges are trying to stop Trump from doing things. In which case, I'd say fine. I'd go in front of another judge. He appointed a bunch of judges. There's going to be somebody out there that's going to say yes. Something's got to be done with these activist judges.
Well, I do know impeachment proceedings have begun against one judge. I don't recall the name, and my apologies. Kind of looking at things, it does seem a little bit like we are moving in the right direction in getting results pushed out as opposed to just talk. Security clearances have been revoked for all attorneys from Covington and Burling who helped Jack Smith. That's an action to me that means something. I'm just kind of going through a list here. An excellent press conference, by the way, from President Trump from the Oval Office today. Sheldon Whitehouse, that piece of dung, he might face Senate ethics investigation over millions paid to his wife. But wait a second. If there's an ethics investigation, there's suggestive criminality. Let's go for the criminality. Screw the ethics. Go right for the heart, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
What are your thoughts? No,
I absolutely agree. I'm tired of everybody getting the soft side of this. It's BS. Hit them with it.
Yeah.
Go for the throat. They're just ethics. I don't care. Charge them.
Or do it all. I mean, do all, you know.
Yeah. The whole kit and caboodle. Make it hurt.
Exactly. But
not this little slap on the wrist. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Make them hurt.
Yes. I totally agree with you on that. And also, this is something to me that is, you know, we need to follow, or we need to follow through on and watch. I'm just looking at my Eric the Tech. I'm going back to, I'm sticking with paper notes, man. Okay.
Holding it up to the camera.
So, well, yeah, or at least I can see it. It's being reported now that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is announcing that she's going to be enforcing the Alien Registration Act. And if you think about what this Alien Registration Act is, it goes back to, I think, 1940, maybe, the latest iteration of it. What the act does, or what it says, it forces people that within 30 days of being in this country illegally, someone must register with the foreign government or with the federal government, and they're going to be fingerprinted. They've got to announce that they're here. And if they do so, they can avoid criminal charges and fines. And what will happen then is, after your fingerprinted photograph processed, we will be so kind as to escort you back to your country of origin. Okay. So, and if they don't register, they're breaking federal law. That's always been in place here. And now what has not been enforced, they're going to begin enforcing it in full, you know, in full. And of course the left is just blowing up over that. So, it's ridiculous. Finally, an actual enforcement of immigration law, which is what we should have been doing all along, enforcing this act and making sure that illegal aliens don't get a free pass to stay here forever. So there's that. So it does seem, doesn't it, that okay, we are making progress. Mm-hmm. But again, going back to the beginning, I don't want to hear it's coming and then not have it come. Right. You know. Yeah.
Feed us more information.
Yeah.
Give me some real good numbers on who's being taken out of the country.
And that's the other thing too.
I'd like to see some people being marched to the bus right at the border and going over that border.
100%.
You know, get us excited about being Americans.
Yes. Another thing that I wanted to, again, off topic on that, is the FCC chair, Brendan Carr. This is coming out now. Remember when Soros purchased like 200 radio stations?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, is now checking on reversing that transaction.
Should be.
Okay, which, absolutely fantastic. Okay.
I think in any communication sale like that, those people need to be vetted, and they need to be vetted for the right things, not for how much money they can pay off a government official.
That's right.
You know, what are your operating plans? What can we expect on your format? And if you go against this format, you will be in violation.
100%. And so where I came off hot because of, you know, promises, talk all you want, but show us the receipts. Now, I mean, so I was bitching about that, but I've got to say that we are seeing some forward movement, and I'll tell you something. I'm okay with that forward movement, and I want more of it. And the Covington Burling law firm are filled with people who were pushing for the were pushing for the impeachment of President Trump and also the filing charges, and that's who those people are, and that's why they're getting their security clearances revoked. But, so
and Brennan finally got his revoked. I don't remember before I was going in for surgery, I heard about that.
Yep.
That was years overdue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brennan needs to be in a cell. There's things that man has done that.
And it's a question that we've been having in your absence. Are we going to see people in cells? Are we going to see people put into cells? Purple locks.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see that they got a slap in the hand, lost their job and their pension. I want to know where they're doing time and how much time they're doing.
I as well.
Because what they've done are felony charges. If you or I did it, we'd be locked up and they'd throw away the key.
Oh, hell. Yeah.
Same for the goose, good for the gander.
Yeah, yeah. This will tickle your fancy. Mm-hmm. Doge cancels $52 million in payments to the WEF.
Good.
The question is, and I go back to this all the time, folks in the chat and elsewhere. I mean, don't you wonder who signs off on this? I mean, why are we hearing who signs off on this?
I would be looking at every aspect of what you just said.
Right.
Everything involved, because there's got to be more.
Right now, I mean, the news recently broke on this. U.S. taxpayer dollars were going to be spent in addition to the $52 million to the World Economic Forum, some $69 million for Eurasia Foundation to do digital transformation activity in Europe, whatever the hell that means.
What does that mean? Yeah,
man, I don't know. But here's the thing, and you know, things in Moldova, we're hearing all of this. But again, I would like to see, okay, how was this allocated in the first place? Who allocated it? And tell us a little bit more about this. And in terms of who allocated it, what are we going to do about that? Who that person?
And I heard something too that they were pissed because Doge decided to cancel the back, you know, cancel payments on over like 15,000 Civil War soldiers.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder what anti-aging serum they're taking. Yeah.
That to me was just a free for all. That USA had done. That's a free for all. If George Soros is getting like $120 million from that fund, that's crazy.
And the more they dig. Yeah. Glenn Beck did a really good presentation using the chalkboards and stuff that he does about how this money is slushed through these NGOs and, you know, it's how it's hidden and stuff.
Yeah. To where you lose track of it, literally.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It really is.
It's basically like money laundering. That's how fast it moves through the banks and these NGOs and these different things. It's... As far as I'm concerned, a lot of it is stolen money.
Well, they stole it from us.
You got it. They took it from us, the U.S. taxpayer. That is our money.
Yeah.
George Soros shouldn't have got a dime from that. They need to go after Soros, because if somebody really, 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 really worked at it, I'll bet you could tie him in on conspiracy to commit murder or treason. Something, a jailable offense. A good prosecutor. Good time into it. I don't care if you went back and an NGO at BLM and a dead cop. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
After what I saw with Trump in court, well, I'd have a blast with Soros.
Hey, Randy Taylor, are you free tomorrow night?
You know what? I'm going to make myself free tomorrow night.
If you can. If not, no worries.
No, I'll be on tomorrow.